We're here in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I'm going to be speaking tonight with Tucker Carlson in Reading. This is a famous city, like all the towns and cities here, Pennsylvania. And right there is a Civil War memorial, which I think is great for the North. But think about how they're pulling down all the Southern memorials, which is all about reconciliation. This is an attempt to open old wounds. And the Democrats are saying if Trump wins, they're going to create Civil War conditions. Well, how are they going to do that? Right here is the City of Lancaster Welcoming Center. And they're closed today. They're open Tuesday to Saturday. And when you read the literature and look through the windows and read it, it's saying we're a welcoming city to all the migrants, which are enticed and paid to come here, who are then signed up by Democrat Party lawyers and others for jobs and welfare. Then they skim the money off the top. They don't do what they're told. They're given deportation hearings 5 to 7 years out. But the minute they don't do what they're told, they get deported. So this is real control. And it's not that even these illegals are bad people on average, though a lot of criminals and mentally ill and military-aged men. Except from the time they get to the UN refugee centers before they even get to our country, places like Panama, they're brainwashed for months and then brought here with cell phones, signed up for the system, and debit cards. So again, you can read right here. Look at this brochure. Make your first stop in the Lancaster City Welcome Center. A city of Lancaster is proud to be a certified welcoming city. And that's from the big NGOs, the same ones that ran the invasion of Europe. In fact, the main one that ran the last 15-year invasion, North Africa and the Middle East, 80%+ military-aged men, 80%+ immigrant jobs, 80%+ of the rapes and stabbings caused by them. And you're here in Lancaster. Everywhere you go, you see Somalis, you see Haitians, you see Muslims all over the place, and most of them are nice people. The point is, they are controlled as a permanent underclass. So here it is, Lancaster City Welcoming Center. And this building, and then it's a big building, goes back for a ways. It's just full of indoctrination. Look at all the screens back there, and all of the stuff they're basically conditioned into. And it tells them where everything's at. It's in all the different languages. It tells them how to sign up for all the services. And then they get green lit. And then citizens on welfare get far less than these folks. It came out just in Ohio, in Springfield. 3,000 federal money, and they have a disability more. And 1,000 from the state and local governments. That's 4,000 a month, bare minimum. The average welfare recipient is getting less than 1,000 that you can't even live on with the cost of living and inflation that's gone up. So it's discriminatory to citizens. It's Cloward and Piven decide to bankrupt the country. You've got billions of people that want to come here. You have the official UN replacement migration plan. Go to the UN website, type in replacement migration. You get their battle plans for 2000, 2001, and on. Say they want to bring 600+ million illegals to the United States alone by 2045. They want to bring hundreds of millions by 2045 to Europe, and they're already getting a good start on it. So this all looks sweet and happy and nice. This is a political weapon of the UN. They said we'll use migration, the fear of viruses, and economic collapse to bring in world government. We'll be covering it all at Real Alex Jones on X. Please follow us there. And, of course, at Infowars.com/show. We're taking on the deep state. We're fighting as hard as we can. We cannot do it without your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support. That's why if you go to our great sponsor, Made in America, super awesome, in Arkansas, Patriot T-shirts, over 50 designs, more getting out every day, TheAlexJonesStore.com. That's one word, TheAlexJonesStore.com. It's so critical to staying on the air. Plus, when you wear these shirts, you meet like-minded people. It spreads the word. It's a real adventure. In fact, I'm tempted because I've been walking around here for about an hour. We probably talked to 50 people that are listeners, homeless people, cops, you name it. Even right here, people are really starting to wake up. Well, imagine if you wore shirts that are identifiable and you will get the Alex Jones experience. He says, because I'm well known, you're not, which is great to have your anonymity. But when you want to not have anonymity, you wear a Patriot shirt, an Alex Jones shirt, an InfoWars shirt, a anti-globalist shirt, a Trump shirt, and it's just gives you an idea of just how popular freedom really is. So TheAlexJonesStore.com, thank you all for your support. That's how we're doing all this game-changing information that really is moving the needle towards freedom very, very fast. Thanks so much for your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Where are you guys from?
New York originally.
Okay. I
see some Kamala sign.
This is
our first time here.
Yeah. You drive out the countryside, you go on some side.
Yeah,
for sure. You going to the event tonight?
Yes, yeah, we are. Yeah, so excited. Yeah. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Mike Adams.
All right, welcome to hour number three of the Alex Jones Show. Today, I'm Mike Adams coming to you from the Brighton Studios, not far from the Alex Jones Studios, by the way. And we've got a bang-up show here for you today. Let me just give you a preview of what we have coming for you this hour and next hour. Number one, I've got a clip from HICAP, who is one of our sources that joined us in studio just a couple of days ago, talking about the sabotage efforts against U.S. infrastructure, with specific details about that. And what he calls multiple 9/11 events are going to occur in the United States, looks like in the weeks ahead. We've also got an Election Day warning and an October 7th warning stemming from new information that we have about weapons smuggling into the United States of America. I've got info on what appears, according to Intel, Iranian-manufactured missiles that are already being distributed to the kill teams in the United States. Those kill teams that are hunting down President Trump, and Representative Matt Gaetz spoke about those kill teams just a few days ago. We've also got new information yesterday about RPGs and IEDs that appeared in Arizona at or near the Arizona border at a storage facility. We've got the South China Morning Post urging Chinese citizens to leave Israel and Lebanon as the border situation is becoming extremely tense there. We've also got the U.S. government, the State Department, telling American citizens to leave the area while they still can, and other intel talking about massive escalation, including the potential for much larger attacks on Israel itself that will only lead to an escalating spiral of war in the Middle East, with the 101st Airborne having now successfully deployed more troops in that region. It looks like Americans are going to shed blood for Israel in the Middle East. We've got a U.S. Navy oiler ship that has run aground, so this is, of course, causing problems with the fuel supply of the United States Navy there, and it shows what happens when you put woke DEI commanders in charge of naval vessels instead of putting people in charge who actually know what they are doing. So yes, U.S. Navy ships run aground, an entire carrier strike force group is now, you know, a multi-billion dollar group. Now is no longer effective because it doesn't have the fuel that it needs. Yeah, chalk that up to the woke DEI policies. So that's a little bit of a preview of some of the things we're going to cover. Also, the interview you just saw with Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones, which was phenomenal, we're going to talk about that as well, the nature of pure evil that is taking over our society. And it's the pure evil that explains why so many of these radical leftists, they take delight in mutilating children. They delight in wanting to kill Trump. They revel in the idea of carrying out mass violence and murder and mayhem. This is not an accident. This is consistent with what they have become possessed by, which is the spirit of the Antichrist. The spirit of Satanism is sadly alive and well in many of these people that are pretending to be Democrats. Now, we're going to get back to that in a second. I want to play for you first this warning about the sabotage, the coming sabotage of U.S. infrastructure, we're going to go to this clip from HICAP, who is in shadow. We can't reveal his face, but you'll hear his voice. You'll see his outline. And he sat right there the other day and unloaded all this intel. So let's play that clip right now. Go ahead. If Trump gets in, there's going to be some major changes. But even if he wins, those changes don't even begin until January.
That's correct.
And even then, the leftist regime is going to throw our country into chaos.
Everything. There's already things in the mix, and we see it around us, whether you recognize it for what it is or not. They're already pulling the trigger on how to cripple the administration and our country, even if he does get in office.
Do you think the left-wing Marxists slash terrorists, I'll call them, will they go to the extent of sabotaging U.S. infrastructure like Kinetic?
I believe that personally, this is my own opinion, that I believe that that's already in play because there was already probing happening on the electrical system that we have seen before with people going in and shooting just key opponents, key components with just a few rounds. It didn't take a lot to take it down, but it took, you know, days to get the power turned back on to those people who were without. So,
right.
And this is not giving ideas to people. This is already out there. I mean, it's on YouTube. It's everywhere. Everything we've talked about today is open source, more or less.
Well, we know that our, like the power grid substations, yep, are not well protected.
No.
Like our electrical system was never designed to be resilient against domestic terrorism.
That's correct.
I mean, how hard is it for these terrorist people to just, I don't know, put explosive charges on the bases of like high voltage power line towers, you know, and bring down those?
Yeah.
That could disable entire cities.
Yep.
Well, I have other sources that tell me, HICAP, that there's going to be an activation of a combination of the illegal militants that have crossed the border, some from the Middle East, and you know very well about all of this.
Absolutely.
And but also some of the radical leftists who hate this country, that they're going to be given an activation order at some point with their targeting. Like many of them were given mobile phones, they're going to get texts like, go to the bridge at this GPS, these coordinates, and disable that bridge.
Correct. I believe that as well. Like I said before, you know, the TND and some of these, you know, ruffian gangs that are causing problems are a distraction. Yeah, they're a problem. They need to be dealt with immediately, but they are a distraction from the true threat that's building up and prepared to, you know, do multiple 9/11 event attacks.
All right, so there you go. Multiple 9/11 event attacks are what's coming for the United States of America. And I'm going to put this out for all those watching who are members of law enforcement, who are maybe part of Trump's security team or United States Secret Service, anybody who cares about keeping America safe and protecting our borders and protecting our innocent people from the attacks that are coming. Here's the best intel we have so far of the actual weapon systems that are now in the United States. We have, I don't want to give the exact model name, but reportedly it is an Iranian third generation missile system that is a surface to air missile system. It was originally built based on a Chinese missile system. Again, now in its third generation, it is man-portable. The length is only about 5 or 6 feet. It's shoulder-fired. It can be fired, frankly, from any parking lot near an airport, and it could take out an airplane on approach or an airplane taking off. Clearly, this is intended to target Trump's plane, but if they can't pull that off, they might target some other civilian jetliner. So we need to have extreme security around the airports right now, looking for suspicious people with long cylindrical objects that look like they might be rocket systems. Obviously, In addition, these rocket systems, or surface-to-air missile systems, technically, these have a range of several kilometers horizontally, and they can strike air targets at an altitude of several thousand meters as well. So more than enough range and altitude capability in order to take out airplanes that are on approach. These are also, they have an infrared aiming system. So these are guided after launch. This is obviously a really critical part of this missile system. It's guided after launch, so it seeks out the target and is able to scan in an infrared spectrum to identify whatever target appears to be the closest to what it was launched at, and it continues to alter its course in order to home in on that target. It does not have a very large explosive warhead, maybe a 1.5 kilograms only in terms of a warhead, but it doesn't take much to disable the airworthiness of an aircraft. So this represents a significant, significant danger to air travel, air traffic in the United States, as well as a danger to Trump. And again, these systems have been smuggled into the United States. It's multiple systems. It's not just one. And they're being put into the hands of the kill teams. In addition, this was circulating on X yesterday, the four RPGs that were found and eight IEDs at a stash house near the Arizona border. And yes, lawmakers are preparing for a mass casualty event. Thank you for bringing that up. There is a continuity of government effort underway right now in the United States Congress to speed the process by which members of Congress could be replaced in the event of a mass casualty event. I'll talk about that in a second. But I want you to understand, RPGs are non-guided munitions, but they can be launched at targets at some distance, perhaps a maximum, I don't know, 100 meters, maybe 200 meters. I don't know the range of them, but it's not that far. RPGs can be used by terrorists or militants to take out not only vehicles, but also hardened barriers. They can be used to take out infrastructure such as bridges or to damage bridges, perhaps not destroy the whole bridge, but it can damage a bridge and make it unusable. It can damage refineries, and an RPG can very easily take out a power grid substation or damage an energy generation infrastructure component that feeds the U.S. power grid. Eight IEDs were also discovered. IEDs, improvised explosive devices, of course, these are basically just explosive charges. These are even more powerful typically than RPGs in terms of their explosive content. These can be planted on bridges. These can be used at any kind of infrastructure, water treatment facilities, for example, or water supply pumps that feed the city of Los Angeles, for example. These have been found and confirmed, and then the question is, how many of these such devices have not been found? So if there's four RPGs located, there might be 400 that have not been found. Eight IEDs, perhaps 800 that have not been found. And if we're talking about surface-to-air missiles that we know have come into the United States, how many do we not know about? In addition, and by the way, Matt Bracken warns about this. Jeffrey Prather warns about this. Bracken is nailing it. He always shows photos of 40-foot containers, and he correctly states that these containers are filled with weapon systems. These containers, which are stash house locations, they're all across the United States. The militants will be texted the GPS coordinates to go to these containers, to open them up and pull out the weapons. These will be full auto AK-47s, drop-in auto sears for AR-15s, night vision optics, illegal suppressors or slash silencers for firearms. So these teams will operate at night. And again, not only do they have RPGs, but also mortars. So portable mortar teams will be running around across America attempting to destroy and sabotage domestic infrastructure. The two most likely scenarios where these will be activated coming up in less than 2 weeks is, of course, October 7th. This is obviously the anniversary of the Hamas attack that set off this whole series of events in Israel right now, which has now led to Israel attacking and bombing Lebanon, which led to the evacuation orders. Clearly, the continued providing of weapons and money to Israel by the United States government is creating a lot of enemies throughout the Middle East. And Representative Matt Gaetz specifically pointed out that there are teams, the kill teams, might include people from Pakistan or Ukraine or potentially other Middle Eastern nations. I have previously reported about suicide vests, including dirty bomb suicide vests that had been smuggled into the United States a couple of years ago. And the engineering of those vests was believed to have been carried out in Iran. And then the actual suicide bombers were going to be volunteers from Afghanistan that were able to cross the border, get into the United States. And obviously those suicide vests are at very specific locations. These people will be texted to those locations. They'll go there, they'll put on the vests, they'll grab the mortars, they'll grab the RPGs, the IEDs, and then they will be texted their specific targets, GPS coordinates of targets. They'll be told, go hit this bridge, go hit this refinery, go hit this power grid substation. And then you, the American people, you will find yourself in the dark. You will have no power. I mean, not across the entire country, but in areas that are hit, you could have no power, you could have no water, you could have no fuel, you could have no telecommunications. You will be cut off from some critical resource that keeps America running. And again, October 7th is the first day to be very, very concerned about this, to be watchful, but I don't think that's the biggest day. I think that the day that this is really going to be activated, I think the powers that be that control these militants are waiting to see if Trump wins the election. And if he does win the election, then they're going to activate these, all of these militants in a massive way that will cause mayhem across America. They will thrust America into a chaos, Mad Max type of situation, hoping that they can declare martial law, or even hoping they can get into a nuclear exchange with Russia in the meantime, and then cancel democracy, cancel the Bill of Rights, cancel freedom of speech, engage in gun confiscation, and do in America what they did in Ukraine, which is they made Zelensky the unelected leader. His term already expired many, many months ago. He's not even an elected official anymore. They canceled the freedom of the press. They arrested people who were trying to run publishing operations that disagreed with the government. They even outlawed the church, the Roman Catholic Church in Ukraine, and they began arresting priests. So that kind of war and that kind of oppression that is happening in Ukraine will come to the United States, and the American people are going to have to work together to stand firm against this tyranny and pray to God, pray for God's guidance and protection, put on the whole armor of God, Ephesians 6, and bring protection to us with our sheriffs, our constitutional sheriffs, our sheriff's deputies, law enforcement all across America that need to come together and demand that we respect and defend the rule of law in these United States of America. So that's what's coming, folks. Get ready for all of that. All right. Now, at the bottom of the hour, I've got a guest coming up, Jason Fick, who is a consultant on our free speech lawsuit that we filed against the United States government on Memorial Day. It is a massive lawsuit. I think it is the most promising First Amendment lawsuit currently in the system because it nails and names the government departments, the tech companies, including Meta and Google and so on, as well as the overseas NGOs that were used to launder the censorship. So Jason Fick is the expert on this topic. He will be joining us after the break at the bottom of the hour. And then next hour, we're going to be joined for part of the hour by Gerald Celente, who has a really important event coming up, and he has an analysis of what's happening. Why is gold skyrocketing right now? Last night, I looked at gold. It was $2,630-something dollars, all-time record high. Why is gold exploding? Well, it's because China and other countries, even Saudi Arabia, are buying up record amounts of gold in anticipation of the escalation of war in the Middle East that will ultimately crush the value of the dollar. The dollar is getting hammered in numerous ways, including the embracing of BRICS by most nations now around the world, at least the nations that are engaged in manufacturing and energy and trade. China and Russia, for example. India, obviously Iran, but also Turkey recently announcing, a NATO country, that they want to join BRICS. The days of the dollar are rapidly coming to an end. Gerald Celente is going to be here to help us analyze that situation. Now, one other thing I want to play for you here before we go to this break. You may or may not be aware, but I am in transition, leaving the commercial world of operations, and I am moving into the world of the church. And I'm launching a church coming up in November, and it's called the Church of Natural Abundance. I've been teaching a lot of sermons about nutrition. I'm taking all of my food science background and bringing it to the topic of faith. And I've got a music video, a new song I put together for you that we're going to play for you here. It's called God is With Us. It reminds us that no matter how crazy the world is right now, that God is still with us. And if you put your faith in God, and if you ask for salvation from Jesus Christ, that you can make it through this no matter what is coming our way. So I want you to enjoy this music video here, and then it's a very inspiring message, and then we're going to go to break, and then we'll be back with Jason Fick on the other side of that break. So go ahead and roll that video. God is with us.
Shocking to witness, but that's the only way you'll ever get this. God's in control. And though I may not know what you believe, but I know he's with us. They're grooming all the children in the classroom. They're letting all the boys in the girls' bathroom. They tell you it's public education, but they just brainwash the kids into genital mutilations. And those other survivors that didn't kill in the womb, that want to snuff out that baby boom. Ethnic doom, you're digging a tomb for whom? You, they lock you down like obedient slaves, fill you with fear a thousand ways, while they turn your friends into mind slaves with mental haze. It's amazing people don't see right through it. The truth is right there if we choose it. The pain is insane, they're making us witness, but I believe that God is with us. The rigged elections deceive the gullible masses with misdirection, psychological injection of lies and falsehoods and mental virus infections. They try to take him out from a distance, headshot bullseye, but they missed him, rose up in resistance. It's a resurrection of a nation that we witness. Heal the culture of mental sickness, reveal the lies of those who did this. Feel the power of our loving God who stands with us. The jabbers with medical venom, we don't even know what's in them. Can't even breathe, you die suddenly, the coroner come and get her. They say you gotta trust the science, while they silence the people who stood in defiance. It's medical terror, no admission of error, you get punished for non-compliance. They pushed hospital homicide, Fauci lied and millions died. Weaponized hospital protocols, try to kill us all, premeditated medical genocide. We the people demand you cease, get your filthy big pharma hands off me. Your COVID simulation plans on freeze, your global war against man is ceased. No more sickos laying a sleaze, no more profit from man-made disease. Your sleight of hand, war on peace, your evil fact-checking thought police. The children hold up their hands, stop it please, beg God's forgiveness, drop to our knees. The pain is insane, they're making us witness, we can't survive unless God is with us. As God is my witness.
So that's the song there for you. It's called God is With Us. And I felt like I needed to share this expression of what we have all been through. We have all been put through hell over the last several years, and yet we have emerged with faith, with spirit, with strength, and with determination to work in the interests of helping save humanity from pure evil. I'm Mike Adams. We'll be right back after this break with Jason Fick, straight ahead here on The Alex Jones Show.
Weeks ago, the U.S. Justice Department trustee assigned to my case, personal and business bankruptcy, ordered without a court order or any reason the doors of this facility shut. They lied and said it would just be for 3 days, and they admitted the security it would be for a month or permanently. The judge in Houston, Judge Lopez, had nothing to do with it. Then it hit the news they were going to close us. No judge's order, no nothing, just the Justice Department, who'd been involved in the case harassing me from the beginning for over a year and a half. People were blown away by it. I refused to go along with it. I said I'd call the police on them. They didn't have any orders. They backed down. Then they went to court 2 weeks later and said, we want him removed. The judge listened to him and said, you're all fired. The CRO, who'd been appointed by the court, and the Justice Department appointed person that the court had let into it. And they had a Justice Department committee, all this stuff. Now, I'm in personal bankruptcy. I agreed to sell the assets of Free Speech Systems, the website, the shopping cart, the equipment. And there was going to be an auction on the 24th of October. Then they moved to the 30th. The Democratic Party running all this, the FBI, CIA, it's all come out in the news. Didn't want that. They want me off the air by early November. This is in the court filings. They said, we don't want money. Want him shut down. And the judge said, no, it's gonna sell. There's buyers out there that are patriots that I'd work with. They'd have to outbid that. They don't want to do that. So they announced, and I knew this 2 days ago and hadn't announced it yet. It hit Bloomberg, AP Reuters. We'll put Bloomberg up. That the Justice Department is intervening. Alex Jones, bankruptcy trustee, sell effort challenged by DOJ. They rarely get involved in bankruptcies, but they got involved in mine. They're unable, through just pure vigilantism, to shut us down 11, 12 weeks ago. Got egg on their face, and now they've come back. They want us shut down and just close and don't even let them sell the assets. You heard that. So it's a gamble, but we were doing it. Only move we had left. And they obviously got our phones tapped and stuff, and no, some bettors coming. Okay, they're going to have an issue on their hands. And they don't want to do that. They've got big billionaire backers, they claim. They've even told that in the court. We'll see what happens. Alex Jones, bankruptcy trustee, shall ever challenged by DOJ. That's because they're getting ready to try to take Trump out. And once he's president-elect, they don't want us on air during that fight. They don't want us telling the truth. We're reaching tens of millions conservatively a day. Some days, 50, 60 million now. I can't do this without funding. I'm out of money. They took all my money, and it wasn't a lot during the bankruptcy. I am literally on empty myself, and I have to pay for the legal challenges of all this in court. And I have to fight them, and that's an hour-long story right there. They're trying to take my physical name and say they own it, trying to take my social media. This is a critical fight. So I need you to go to the alexjonesstore.com that's separate from free speech, but they're advertisers here, big supporters, and get Alex Jones t-shirts, Patriot t-shirts. There's new great designs. We'll put some on screen for you. And go to the alexjonesstore.com and get the ball caps, the t-shirts, all of it. You get entered to win for the big pickup truck at $10,000 cash and all that. And then contest is over on the 30th of October, strangely enough. We need the funds. These are great t-shirts. I need your aid. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and support that sponsor. That's the critical place to support, thealexjonesstore.com. Stand with us and support our outside sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com, and the InfoWars store. The products are ready to ship. You'll get them. InfoWarsStore.com, the InfoWars MD, the gummies, the CBD tincture, the nitric boost, it's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. Now go now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
All right, welcome back, folks. We're going to be joined by Jason Fick here in just a second. The feedback I got on that music video, you know, a lot of the segments were AI-generated video, and people are like, whoa, some of that looks pretty demonic, like the young boy transforming into a young girl and other demonic looking, you know, video clips. And I got to say, if there's one thing that AI is really good at doing is generating demonic content. So, yeah, if you ever want to do a music video and depict the evil in the world, go with AI video generators. They're very, very good. You should see the stuff that I didn't put in the video because of how insane and evil and wicked it was. It was like, even that's too much. All right, now we're going to talk about freedom of speech in America. We're joined by Jason Fick, who is the expert, the preeminent expert, I believe, in Section 230 and big tech censorship and the censorship laundering complex. Welcome to the show, Jason. It's an honor to have you on.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. And I just want to say you also are an expert on our lawsuit. So thank you for offering your services for our lawsuit. Now, in this lawsuit, you have discovered, and also you're working, I believe, with other cases, you have discovered some extraordinary things that most people don't know about the censorship industrial complex. And I'd like you to just jump right to the hard-hitting meat of it here as quickly as you can, and don't bog us down with, too many legal details here, but what's the big picture of what you've discovered?
So big picture is the government has set this up for a long time. This is not accidental. This is not like a, you know, some sort of mistake that they're making, you know, oops, a couple people in the federal government went after speech. No, this was set up and in fact, even codified. If we go all the way back, in fact, you know, the other cases that I worked on, you know, beyond yours, we've gone deeper. So what happened was essentially the government set up this progression of, for example, the Department of State created the GEC, which is Global Engagement Center. They were supposed to go after foreign disinformation when the real intent was ultimately to go after domestic information, you know, all supposedly in the public interest. And the thing is that they claim to be protecting the public from the public, when the reality is that the thing we can't protect ourselves from is the government. And this censorship engine was pushed forward, for example, under the National Defense Authorization Act, creates the GEC. The GEC then creates like the then funds things like Disinfo Cloud, NewsGuard, and they're funding, you know, foreign entities and foreign NGOs to create censorship tools to go after American speech. That's a flat out violation of our First Amendment rights. Alex, you've been right about it. Everybody, go.
Absolutely. But Hillary Clinton recently said that people should be potentially thrown in prison for misinformation and disinformation, which would be defined by the government. AOC also recently had a video saying that there needs to be consequences, you know, perhaps legal consequences. But from what you're describing, it sounds like the government already has the tools that they could deploy to decide who would be arrested and imprisoned for speech in America.
Well, it goes back to the establishment. It's predominantly the left that you see doing it now, and there's a reason for that. And this is the only way I can really explain it, is what you would call whatever, the deep state, the establishment, the established party of power. It doesn't matter if it was Republican or Democrat. They controlled both sides of the political fence. Donald Trump is an outsider that is essentially a populist. He's somebody that represents real change. That's a terrifying to these people. So what has happened is that the Republican Party kind of like sort of stepped back. The GOP couldn't push against this establishment. But the Democrats, their party fractured. And we saw a very defining moment when RFK Jr. left the presidential race and endorsed Trump. That represented the fracture where the establishment party Democrats went hard left, and they're going after control of free speech, which is what you see with, you know, Hillary Clinton, and you see it with AOC, you see it with Tim Walz, Kamala Harris, Gavin Newsom just signed a law that, you know, oh no, if we meme, we can go to jail. I mean, it's getting really ridiculous, and this is all a move from this establishment party, mostly Democrats, that are moving to essentially stop the will of the people. They're killing democracy in this process, because that's the whole point of why we're fighting. And Mike, why you are fighting this, it's to preserve free speech is the absolute utmost importance, because we have to stop this establishment control. That's the whole point of why we want Trump in there. You know, everybody says, well, he's a bad guy. It doesn't matter. The point is that what we want to see is change. We know our government is now out of control. It's become almost common knowledge now, where the average person has realized, wow, we've been lied to by our own government. Well, and the
Jason,
answer is
also,
yeah.
Freedom of speech is critical for America to be healthy. So this entire movement of MAHA, Make America Healthy Again, RFK Jr., as well as Trump, and you know, many of us who are supporters of health, we need to be able to communicate honestly to the people about things like the benefits of turmeric, or, you know, the benefits of herbs, the benefits of superfoods. And by the way, let me just plug real quickly here. InfoWars has a new line of supplements. Their store is worth supporting. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars MD is the new line they have, which is a premium supplement line. I'm really intrigued by this. One of their products is turmeric 95. It's a 95% concentration extraction of curcuminoids. Now, Jason, if you and I, you know, if we, there's some other products, CBD full spectrum, you see superfood greens, Libido RX, and so on. oh, the nitric boost is really, really powerful. But my whole point here, Jason, is if we can't tell the truth, if we can't talk about nutrition, and if we can't talk about herbs and superfoods and molecules and what they do in the human body, then we are done as a civilization. And they will come after free speech on nutritional supplements. This is one of the reasons why I believe I was targeted for censorship, because I was talking about the dangers of vaccines, the dangers of psychiatric drugging of children, and the benefits of nutrition and how you can grow your own medicine. If you sprout broccoli sprouts yourself, you are sprouting sulforaphane, which sulforaphane is an anti-cancer neuroprotective nutrient. You can make it yourself. Actually, Mother Nature and God are making it. But if we can't talk about it, we are so screwed. Jason, what's your take on the health implications of censorship?
Well, if you think about it more granularly, let's go back to the original, you know, health situation. The reason that, like, we don't touch a stove, it's not because we've touched a stove, it's because somebody told us it's bad. It would hurt us. And if we can't tell people that a certain shot might hurt you, more people will get hurt. Same thing goes with supplements. If the supplements are good for you, then we should be able to tell people that they're good for you. And if the government is making those decisions, the question is why? Why are those biased decisions? Now, I'm not saying that we should stop the government from putting information out there. Public health announcements, sure, make it. Go ahead. They have the ability to say what they believe, but it's the restriction of the competitive ideas that's the problem. If you don't say what they agree with, now they're moving to silence those. And think of it this way. If you just say hypothetically, just hypothetically, that a certain shot was in fact a long-term killer, and they silence anything oppositional to that, a lot of people are going to die because the government made the wrong decision. That's the point of free speech, is everybody should be informed and make informed decisions for themselves.
Yes, Jason, the government, like the FDA, on purpose put out disinformation about ivermectin. So here we have clear malicious disinformation from the government itself, and that information resulted in an unknown number of people dying because of a lack of treatment by ivermectin, a safe, long-standing drug. Billions of doses have been given over, 50 years or more, and people were denied access to that because of what the government said. So I would say to you, Jason, and I think you would agree with this, that the speech of the government should be the most restricted. The speech of the people should have no restrictions.
Absolutely.
Freedom of speech belongs with the people. The government is the malicious actor that is trying to murder people with bad information. Whereas the public, those of us, at least in alternative media, we're trying to help people. We're trying to save people. We're trying to set people free. The government's trying to get you killed on purpose.
Well, that's part of why your lawsuit is so important. I mean, that and the one that we have coming up in a couple of weeks, the two of them are kind of in tandem. One, I've said it before, where yours is sort of the beginning of the censorship industrial complex, and this is the after effects of censorship industrial complex. But the point is, and I don't want to sound hyperbolic, but this really is not an exaggeration. Big tech and government censorship have killed people. That is
absolutely,
that is a fact. They have,
Jason,
killed people because they deny them of information.
Censorship is a form of violence.
It is.
Censorship is a form of violence. And when our government commits censorship against us, it is government committing violence against you. But it's also a form of terrorism. It's a psychological terrorism operation to make sure that you are only able to access the PSYOP fear campaigns that the government is putting out, and that you won't have access to truthful information that might be a lot more calming. Like, hey, there is ivermectin, by the way. Hey, you can take zinc or quercetin. These have beneficial effects, but you're not allowed to have access to that information. So we are literally living in a time when this federal government, it's the worst ever in our lifetimes, it's functioning as a psychological terrorist organization, a censorship violence instigator, and a killer of people through its deliberate disinformation. And then that government says they want to lock us up for challenging their lies? That's crazy.
The funny thing is that I got to see, I actually got to meet Alex in person yesterday at the Tucker Carlson event. And
outstanding.
It's funny. One of the things that Tucker was saying on stage about Alex specifically is that as crazy as his ideas sounded, they're proving correct. The guy Absolutely. Is like across the board, like, right. The problem is, and it's this actually is very much like my lawsuit. They're ahead of their time. We're so far ahead, and he was so far ahead in information that he was calling, you know, he was trying to ring the bells and tell everybody, hey, look, the government's coming. Government's now here, and they're trying to take our free speech. They're trying to take our lives. This is real dangerous. And I mean, he couldn't have been any more right about naming the show InfoWars. That's exactly right. What this is. It is an information war between the government and the people to keep the people in the dark. And I think a lot of people are waking up to it. And the more that we can wake people up to it, the better off we are. But unless you can organize information, you can't push back against a tyrannical government. It's the toughest thing in the world to do. So you and others like Alex and Tucker and so forth and myself, we're pushing back. We're not giving up. We're actually fighting this fight, you know, in the real war. I mean, this is in the trenches. This is legit fighting where we're putting our money where our mouth is, you know, in your case for sure. And my time, I mean, I am 100% committed to fixing free speech on the internet and worldwide. That is what I'm fighting for.
So tell us, what would be your ideal victory in this case or the next case you have coming up? What would you want the court to compel the defendants to do, and the defendants in this case being government, high tech, you know, big tech platforms, as well as these NGOs? What are we asking them to do?
Okay, so this is actually my master plan. I don't think I've ever even told you this. This is exactly how this. I hope this plays out. November 22nd, 9:30 in the morning, courtroom 1, Pasadena, California. I go to court. We are finally, after 6 years, going to get our day in court to get a hearing over Section 230 of the Communications Decency
Act. Now, that's your lawsuit. I just want to be clear for the audience.
That is my lawsuit. Yeah.
Longstanding lawsuit. It's been delayed for years.
Yes. So it's a multifaceted, multi-fingered plan here, and I'll explain. So Section 230 is at the core of all the censorship. And the reason for that is because the government is using Section 230 as liability leverage. They protect them from everything when they want to, or they can apply the law correctly and they're not protected from antitrust liability. There's your pivot point. There's ambiguity in the law. We know it's wrong. We know what is wrong about it. And we know it's now unconstitutional in the way that they're applying it. If we fix that first, now the law becomes non-ambiguous. They're open to liability for any of the censorship that they do, because it would then have to pass the muster of a good faith restriction. That's not their determination what's good faith. It's not the judges. That would be a jury of their peers. Now, all of a sudden, they actually have to go to court to prove that they acted in good faith. Now, that's the first piece of the plan. Second piece of the plan is your lawsuit. So with your lawsuit, what we're doing is we are going after declaratory action against the United States of America to say, no. Stop the censorship. Now, a court can, in fact, restrain the government's conduct, right? But they can't restrain big tech's ability to, you know, for free speech. Everybody argues, well, you can't compel them to hold your content. And they're correct. No, the courts cannot compel big tech to host their content. So now think about this in conjunction with one another. If we get declaratory action in your case against the United States to say stop censoring, they stop pressuring big tech to go and censor, and big tech will actually have to act in good faith under real terms of service. Their decisions to remove content won't be arbitrary anymore, and because they're subject to liability, they're going to not censor ridiculous stuff anymore. They're going to have to follow their own representations publicly. We stop censorship in general between the two cases.
So what you're saying is if we are victorious and the court compels the government to stop ordering big tech to censor these specific people and platforms. And my platform is named by the government itself. And that's why we have standing in this case. We were named, many other people were named that are also, some are going to be suing. Then big tech, then if they engage in viewpoint discrimination censorship, then I think what you're saying is we could separately then sue big tech and let a jury decide.
Yeah, so what happens there is that the same as like self-defense, right? It's an affirmative defense. The point is that if they commit any kind of liability action, right, they do some publishing and it goes to consideration, you know, at trial, it's based upon the merits of the case. The burden of proof shifts to the defendant properly. So the defendant is actually supposed to defend that they acted as a good Samaritan in good faith to restrict the content. They can't do that if they say they're doing what the government did. That we were censoring information because the government told us to. That's not a good faith restraint. So if they committed an otherwise unlawful act, guess what? They're subject to liability. And you know what their board members and shareholders are going to say? No. And they should actually be proponents for what we're saying, because 230C1 in its raw form, in its correct application, which is what we're trying to get in the courts, it means that if they just say, no, government, we're not doing your bidding anymore, you cannot hold us accountable, then it would actually require an act of Congress to eliminate Section 230, because C1 would protect them then. If they say, no, we're hands off, we're not doing your work anymore, they're protected.
All right, so it does get complicated there, but I just want to say the big picture is if we achieve victory in this lawsuit, which will still take quite a bit of time, I would imagine, and by the way, I want to ask you also about the mother of all Twitter files, what Twitter or X now, Elon Musk purchased a crime scene. He says he's got all the evidence of crimes. I had Ivan Raiklin here. Ivan's been on the Alex Jones show. Ivan is encouraging Elon to release this information. We may have more details about that, but I would imagine, Jason, that if that information starts to come out from X about what big tech executives did in conjunction with the government demanding censorship, I think we're going to have big tech executives resigning faster than music industry executives that attended P. Diddy parties. I mean, that's what's going to happen. People are going to be resigning and fleeing everywhere because, especially if Trump gets into office, essentially hasn't Trump promised to do what our lawsuit is requesting the court to do? I mean,
well,
essentially stop essence, the censorship collusion?
Well, he can't necessarily just outright stop it because of the separation of powers. He doesn't quite have that capacity. The courts can rule it unconstitutional as applied, fix the scenario. They could, you know, declaratory action against the United States, restrain them. But as you said about the mother of all Twitter files, I mean, I've heard of it. I actually ran into Ivan Raiklin yesterday as well. I've got to slow him down long enough to sit down and actually go through this with me, because if they have the information, we need to see it, because that is exactly what we're working on now is all of this crime scene. It happened. I mean, the reality is that we don't have to, because people say, you know, remember when Zuckerberg came out and said, you know, the government pressured us, and everybody lost their minds. They're like, wow, that's a great admission. We already knew. Judge Doty in Missouri versus Biden had already determined that there was joint participation and a pervasive entwinement with the government, and there was, in fact, censorship going on. It's already determined to have been happening. If we have more evidence of that, that could only help us. And you know, this is a plea to Elon. If somebody knows Elon, like, we're willing to – I mean, you know, Mike, I'm sure – and I don't want to speak for you in this circumstance, but – if Elon were willing to work with us to end this censorship, wouldn't you be more apt to just release? Because I know that you're suing X because they're not fixing the problem.
Yeah, we have named X in our lawsuit. And the funny thing is, Elon is not that far away from this studio. Elon should just stroll on in and just sit down right here. And he and I can just work it out. We can solve this thing.
Yeah, let's just figure this out.
In 30 minutes, we just get you on the phone, get our other attorney on the phone. Boom, we can solve this thing. We love what Elon is doing with X right now so far, but he's got to go all the way. He's got to stop the censorship, stop the blacklisting of like Brighteon links, stop the shadow banning of certain accounts. I mean, I know my account is shadow banned. I think Laura Loomer's account is partially shadow banned. I don't know about Alex Jones' account. Perhaps it is. Perhaps
mine is.
It isn't. Yeah, yours is. Harrison
sure.
Smith,
yep.
His account is shadow banned. So he's got to go all the way. But look, we're almost out of time. Tell us about your nonprofit group that fights for freedom of speech. Tell us about that.
So Social Media Freedom Foundation at socialmediafreedom.org. We could use your financial help. You know, we are a nonprofit. This is all we fight for is everyone's freedoms. I have not taken a single dime myself as income from this. We have used it all for legal proceedings to protect the individual free rights of every citizen in this nation. Socialmediafreedom.org, it has a lot more information. Your case, Mike, is hosted under the documents tab. My case, a lot of the legal lawyers should be looking at this because, I mean, we are literally months away from correcting Section 230, provided they actually let me in the door, as it seems is going to happen. We know what's wrong with it. So this is big. I mean, for people that want to understand this more, also, too, if you need to reach out to me that, you know, if you want to go after big tech, we are specialized in exactly this. You can find me on Twitter at Jason Fick.
Okay.
So that's our big thing.
All right. And what's your website again? What is it?
Website is socialmediafreedom.org.
Okay, socialmediafreedom.org. But I just want to be clear, we are fully funding you for our lawsuit. So you're not asking for donations for our lawsuit because we're writing those checks.
No.
But advvocacy of freedom of speech.
Well, I'll give you a better example. You are able to fund your own fight. There are a lot of people that come to us, and unfortunately, they have been wiped out, and they're the people
That's
we
right.
want to hurt. I mean, I've got a list
That's
of
right.
people that want to go after big tech that can't afford to. And the thing is that we have to prioritize it ourselves based upon what essentially pays our bills. So, it is to
Jason,
fund other people's fights.
Absolutely. To fund other people's fights who are not as blessed as we are with resources.
Yes.
Jason, fantastic interview here today. Thank you for your time. We appreciate you. You're brilliant. We've only scratched the surface. I would encourage people to watch more of your videos on other platforms. So thank you for joining us today. I want to mention InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to help fund this platform, InfoWars, and the Alex Jones Show, go to InfoWarsStore.com, the new line InfoWars MD, which is this very high-end line of supplements. Again, the turmeric, the Libido RX, the Mushroom Max, Superfood Greens, Nitric Boost, and much more. All available, InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. I'll be right back after this break.
A lot of you will recognize this bad boy because it was a limited edition bestseller. Years ago, we've updated it and brought it back due to your demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine's literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life that are being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well, because the left's always acting like they're the Mavericks, they're the Trailblazers, they're the Outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance, and I'm voting for the Outlaw. Fight the tyrants at point-blank range, and meet like-minded people, and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now, and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful body's formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.